You know, the day you come to Christ, Christ provides the way. Guides you from death to life, straight on through to the other side. Straight on through to the other side. Straight on through to the other side, yeah. Forsake your pleasures here, store up treasures there, because you will recall the times were kind. Straight on through to the other side. Straight on through to the other side. Hey. I found if Christ lives in your heart, God redeems your life. All it takes is Christ inside. Bring us through to the other side. Straight on through to the other side. Straight on through.
Apologetics with an X is in your ears for another week. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and along with me is Jay, the lead singer, lyricist for that Christian parody band, Apologetics. And I'm going back to my freshman year in high school for today's show. I was watching the Monkees on TV in my spare time. Where were you in 67, Jay?
Probably in a playpen somewhere. Because I was... two at the start of the year and two for half of the year and three for the second half, because I'm born on the exact middle day of the year, July 2nd. So first half of that year I was in my terrible twos, and the second half I was in my terrific threes, I guess. But I love that music, and you know, the Monkees album, More of the Monkees, which I guess came out at the end of 66 but was riding the charts high in 67 until Sergeant Pepper came along and destroyed it. Well, I love the Monkees, so I love music from 67, and of course the Monkees put out a couple other albums that year, Headquarters and Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn and Jones that year. So it's a good year for music for me. And the Beatles put out Sergeant Pepper, they put out Magical Mystery Tour, and a lot of great stuff that year. I love the 60s music, even though I was just a wee lad. So yeah, so we're doing all 1967 today, as Jerry said. And, of course, one of the big bands from 67 made their debut that year was The Doors, coming from the Sunset Strip in L.A. And this is from their very first album. It was the first song on their album. It did not hit the top 40. I don't even think it hit the top one, the Hot 100 initially, but kind of bumbled under. Not bumbled under, I'm the one bumbling. Anyway, it was called Break On Through to the Other Side, and we did a version called Straight On Through to the Other Side. It deals with what Jesus says in John 5:24, that says, you know, the person who believes in him, you know, has passed from death into life, shall not come into condemnation, but has passed, you know, who trusts in him, believes on him who sent him. Anyway, so that's what we started with today, and that opened the door to some Monkees songs. As I said, we were talking about the Monkees before. This song is from that aforementioned album, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. It's called Armageddon Valley Someday, originally called Pleasant Valley Sunday, a number three hit for the Monkees that summer in 67. Also, we have Mary Mary from the aforementioned album, More of the Monkees, and it was never released officially as a single in the United States, but it was a, it it was a radio airplay song, and a very famous song of theirs. And ours is called Mary Mary, but it's spelled differently because the angel telling Joseph that it was okay to marry Mary, M-A-R-R-Y and M-A-R-Y. That reminds me of watching The Wiggles with my kids, and they were talking about a thing called Mari's Wedding, and they said, Mari's Wedding? No, Mari's Wedding. It's like, it sounded like the same thing to me, but one was Murray and one was Mary. Anyway, but I digress, as I tend to do. The next song is They Didn't Believe Her, and that's a Monkey song from the very end of 1967, from the album The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkeys. The Monkeys were busy in 1967, and it was originally called Daydream Believer, and it was number one for 5 weeks.
The global clock moves down to zero while the arm is marching along. They surround the Israel's weakened sides and just stay about to throw their bombs. In the Armageddon Valley someday, Christ returning in the air. Rows of thousands that have called his name, and no one seems too scared. Jesus displays his power today, he's got his soldiers on the tomb.
Mary was found to be with child, so he decided to divorce her in private. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream one night to tell him that the Lord said it would be all right to
Mary, Mary, parents of boy too. Mary, Mary, plan to have it go through. This young thing's highly valued, and that is why I've been sent to tell you. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Mary, Mary, then you'll soon see what's said is true, not make-believe-y. From heaven above, God sends a savior, and
Mary, parents are boy too. Once you're married, then they'll prove the girl you love is truly pure. She's done no wrong, and it's clear to no man but you. Mary, Mary, fret not yourself. To the sons of men, Mary, Mary, parents of boy too.
What number is this, Jim?
7A.
Okay, don't mean it, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm tall, I know.
Oh, I should hide at least a week from the bluebirds as we speak. They seek to cause us harm in everything. But a grain cannot rise like a seed unless it dies. The Savior raised us all, and it's spring. Quite honestly, now you look unhappy, I can see. Oh, and I would not shout, my friends, without proper evidence. But how much, baby, do you really need?
The summer of 1967 was known as the long, hot summer. There was unrest in cities such as Detroit, Newark, and Cincinnati. Dr. Martin Luther King's Beyond Vietnam speech brought awareness to the subject of the U.S. military involvement in Vietnam, and the Beatles' tunes were hot on the radio.
That's right. And Jerry, what about the love? It was the summer of love. So we're going to start with a parody of All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. I can help every generation, mine included, comes along and thinks, you know what, if people just would love people, and we're all so naive, it's like, yeah, love is great, but unfortunately, there's a lot of other stuff that gets in the way of love, and sometimes, oh my gosh. Anyway, yes, All You Need Is Love, ours is called All You Need Is Done. Jesus said, it is finished on the cross. That's also from the summer of that summer of love. And then the Sgt. Pepper album came out that summer, in June, I do believe. And we're going to do a number of songs from that album. We're going to do 4 songs from that album, spoofs of them. The first is A Day in the Loaf. It's a parody of A Day in the Life, the song that closes the album. Ours is about the feeding of the 5,000. and the feeding of the 4,000. If you're doing a Bible study, you'll find out the 5,000 is in the area of Jewish people. In the area of Jewish people, the 4,000 was in a Gentile area. So Jesus fed the Jews and the Gentiles. And it's not a typo. There are two different incidences, and they occur in the same gospel. You can read about the two different instances. So it's not like one guy got it wrong. It's two different stories. Anyway, then we have two songs from the book of Job. That's a book I'm reading right now. And they're from the opening tracks of Sgt. Pepper, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and with a little help from my friends. This is about Job and his so-called friends. The first song is called Such Impressive Phony Smart Close Loving Smart Close Friends. They were phony. And then the second one is called With Little Help From My Friends, because that's what Job got from his friends. Little help, not a little help. And finally, we have LSF, and you can listen to the song and find out what that stands for. It stands for a couple different things in this song, but it's a parody of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Nothing new to say, but you can turn now and say the name of Jesus. Nothing you can pay that ain't been paid. No way to get saved except by grace. Nothing you can do, but you can turn now and believe in Christ. It's easy.
much life sustained. A crowd of people couldn't share. They needed faith for sure. The only way to feed them all is if it was the hand of the
the lake. Found a kid who had some bread. Told the boss, he said no sweat. Had a word of prayer and bread was broke. Had so many loaves there I thought it was a dream.
Sorry for your job, it's partly 'cause we know we're probably talk down on me, bending my ear, accusing me of wrong. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Oh, I can cry with little help from my friends. And that's why, with little help from my friends, gonna die with little help from my friends. Such a fate.
Was it murder or some evil thought?
How do I deal with the pressure and pain?
Are you sad because you're finally caught?
No, I can cry with little help from my friends. That's why, with little help from my friends, gonna die with little help from my friends. My breast.
You need an attorney.
I need you to give it a rest. Go, I can cry with little help from my friends. And that's why, with little help from my friends, gonna die with little help from my friends.
Yeah, so goodbye, your little help now, my friends. Your little help now, my friends.
Slowly and gives you his final goodbyes. Aeroplane flyers were seldomly seen down in Jerusalem. They look for the Lord with the sun in your eyes, and he's gone.
Thank you.
Apologetics is here every week on your radio, same time, same station. And some of you choose to listen at your convenience online, and that's okay. And any past shows you can catch there as well. Venture on over to angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. And to satisfy your listening ears.
Satisfy your listening ears. That's wonderful. Yep. And, you know, another thing that was big in 1967, Jimi Hendrix. From the United States, had to go to England to become big, came back and opened up for the Monkees, believe it or not. Until the Teeny Boppers were like booing them off stage because they wanted to hear the Monkees. But the Monkees were savvy enough to say, hey, let's get this guy to open up for us because they liked him. And a lot of people did. Anyway, he had a song called Fire, and this is our parody of it. It's a very long title compared to Fire. It's called Let Me Sit Next to Messiah. But if you listen to it, you'll see that it works. And it deals with James and John wanting to sit on Jesus' left hand and his right. Then we have a song. Jerry talked about Satisfaction. Well, this is from the group that brought you Satisfaction, or said they couldn't get any, 2 years earlier. This is their song, Let's Spend the Night Together, redone as Let's End the Fight Together, about getting together and not letting the sun go down on your wrath. And we're going to finish this particular set with a parody of The Letter by the Box Tops, a number one hit for them. And it's called Romantic Letter because it's about the letter to the Romans. Get it? Romantic Letter.
All right. Now dig this, baby. You know James and me, we don't care if we're brash. We gotta keep cool, ha. A light in my flash. I've only one a fervent desire. Let me sit next to Messiah. Next to Messiah. Let me sit, yeah. Let me sit, baby. Let me sit. Oh, let me sit. Oh. Remove all the rulers. Let me and Jimmy take over. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, get on with it, baby.
Fight together. Now I'll meet you. much time, so get your facts straight. Romans is the one that was gonna roam. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. I don't care how much Nietzsche said God is dead. God took us back and he saved me instead. Romans says that God planned it all along. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter. Take us up above. Anyway, yeah, give me a minute more, I'll demonstrate. Check out five or six, that's great. Know the face of God dying on a cross. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter, cause we couldn't live without the Lord's love. Listen, mister, can't you see that God took us back? It'll take us up above. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for the narrow way. Ain't much time, so make a fast break. Romans 8 verse 1 drives the point home. Cause now, baby, it's a romantic letter. Because now, baby, it's a romantic letter.
Well, Jay, we're about to wrap up another week of classic tunes from the past, parodied as only your band, Apologetics, can do. And where can they catch you online for some more music here?
Sure. Just go to apologetics.com. Just remember, we spell it like the name of the show, Apologetics, with an X. And you can find our stuff there. You can get things at Amazon, MP3, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora. But if you want to find everything we do, you can go to our website. You also find hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of videos for us. Most of them done by fans. We've done a few ourselves, but most are done by fans. You can find those on YouTube. But Apologetics is all over the place. Just remember, spell the name right, Apologetics, with an X. And we're going to close today with four more songs. Well, three of them are from 1967. The last one's part of a medley. So the last song has a song from 67 that has a song from 1970 because it's the Doors medley. So we opened with the Doors today. We closed with Open and Closing Doors. I get it, Jerry. All right, so we're gonna start this set with a song called Old Man. And it's a parody of Sam and Dave's song Soul Man, a number two hit from 1967, redone by the Blues Brothers. Then we have Crossroads, which was a very old song by Robert Johnson. I think that's from like the 1920s or the 30s at the latest. Redone by Cream, featuring Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker. And then we're going to close today, as I alluded to, with a medley of Doors songs. One is from 1967. That's Two Time Baby. It's a parody of Love Me Two Times. And then a song from 1970 by the Doors called Roadhouse Blues from the album Morrison Hotel. And it's called Lord's House Blues.
Now Methuselah was a crusty bloke, kept trucking until the flood broke. And if you think it's not flooding, time's coming. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. My one eye's shot. My hair's gray. But my faith gets better each and every day. So what if my doctor said, you ain't me, nothing red. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. It's plain to see. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. Liz was brought up on the fried meats. Now look at the label, so I can skinny. I'll take medication and shouldn't stop. When I start running, I just might drop. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. So glad to know that I'm born again. Gives me hope.
Jay Jackson, please, on vocals.
to the nation, up for revelation. I believe you, Jesus, come in my life. Yeah, I sure need you. I sure need you. It's up to you now. It's up to you now.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.